Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 2 through 6. Surely, you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. The Mysterious Light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever read a mystery book or watched a mystery show where you're trying to guess what's going to happen next? You look for clues, you make predictions, you keep thinking, I wonder how this will end. That kind of mystery keeps you guessing right up to the very end. But when God talks about a mystery, He means something very different. God's mysteries are not puzzles you have to solve. They aren't only for super smart people. They don't depend on you finding the right clues, and they aren't secrets God wants to hide from you. God's mystery is actually good news meant to be shared. God's mystery is the light of Jesus. Jesus came not just for one group of people, but for everyone, people from every country, language, and family. Jesus came to shine God's truth like a bright light so everyone could see it. This truth is called a mystery because we could never figure it out on our own. The Holy Spirit shows it to us and helps us believe it. Because you trust in Jesus, you get to see amazing things in His light. In the mysterious light of Christ, you see that God loves sinners and gives them grace, even when they mess up. You see that Jesus washes away sin and gives eternal life. You see that God keeps His promises and has a place in heaven for you. You see why the Bible matters. God uses it to grow your faith and teach you how to live. You see that you can talk to God anytime and ask for forgiveness, help, or strength because of Jesus. That's a lot to see. And it's all because of Jesus' light. And here's the best part. None of these gifts come from being extra good, extra smart, or extra strong. They are gifts from God, the Creator of everything, freely given to you. God doesn't want your life to feel like a confusing mystery book. He wants you to know that you are loved. He wants you to know where you are going, heaven. And He wants to guide you with His wisdom every day until you get there. That's why the Bible is so important. Keep reading it. Keep listening to it. God uses it to fill you with the riches of Christ and help you grow wiser and stronger in faith. We pray to our God. Lord, thank you for bringing us into your family through the glorious mystery of Jesus. May we be true servants of this gospel and shine your light so others can see your love too. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.